This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Washington Post newspaper is reporting that the district attorney in New York City has convened a grand jury that could decide whether or not to indict former President Donald Trump, other executives at his company, or the business itself, if prosecutors present the panel with criminal charges. This is according to two people familiar with that development. The Post cited those two anonymous sources for the information. It said the grand jury is likely to hear several matters, not just the Trump case, during the 6 months of its existence. The paper said the sources spoke anonymously because the cases are ongoing. The investigation of Trump businesses in New York State has been going on for more than 2 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he will ask Congress for $75 million in assistance for Palestinians in Gaza following the recent ceasefire that brought an end to the 11 days of conflict between Israel and the militant group Hamas. Blinken made the announcement Tuesday after talks in Ramallah with Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. The top U.S. diplomat said the U.S. would reopen its consulate in Jerusalem, provide $5.5 million in immediate disaster assistance, and more than $32 million for a United Nations emergency humanitarian relief campaign. The top U.S. diplomat also pledged to help expand economic opportunities for Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank. He said the United States will work to ensure that Hamas does not benefit from reconstruction efforts. Blinken also reiterated Tuesday that the Biden administration's belief is that a two-state solution is the only way to truly assure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, and also to give the Palestinians the state they're entitled to. This is VOA News. Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday it is clear that opposition blogger Roman Protasevich has been beaten in detention after his arrest on Sunday. The arrest made global headlines Sunday after a Belarusian aircraft escorted a commercial flight to an unscheduled stop in Minsk. Protasevich was removed from that plane and led away by police. The Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania had not been scheduled to land in Belarus. Protasevich appeared in a video posted online Monday, apparently filmed by the Belarusian security services. He confessed in that video to organizing anti-government protests. His supporters say marks on his face show he has been beaten. Speaking from Vilnius on Tuesday, where she lives in exile, Tsikhanouskaya echoed their concerns. She said that lawyers had not been allowed to see Protasevich and added, "There is no doubt that he may be tortured." Western powers have described the circumstances of the blogger's arrest as, quote, state-sponsored hijacking. Many European airlines are now avoiding Belarusian airspace, a key route from Europe to Asia. Pakistan on Tuesday dismissed the possibility of allowing the United States to operate a military base on Pakistani territory or conduct what it called kinetic drone operations against Afghanistan. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi's statement came amid reports Islamabad is allegedly negotiating a new arrangement with Washington to facilitate future U.S. counterterrorism operations. Qureshi rejected those reports as baseless and speculative, telling the upper house of parliament that the government of Pakistan has categorically ruled out such activities. Qureshi's statement also came a day after Russia's presidential envoy for Afghanistan said Afghan neighbors Tajikistan and Uzbekistan will not allow the United States to establish military bases on their territories. U.S. President Joe Biden has vowed that U.S. troops and their NATO partners will have withdrawn from Afghanistan by September 11th. Talks between Iran and the world powers still adhering to the 2015 nuclear deal resumed Tuesday in Vienna. One of the goals of the meeting is to bring the United States back into the deal. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the international pact in 2018. While the U.S. is not directly participating in the talks, the U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Rob Malley, has been in Vienna for previous rounds of talks and is in touch with representatives from the participants, Germany, France, Britain, Russia, and China. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.